This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Highly vaccinated spots are seeing far fewer COVID cases than before a vaccine was available. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Northern Colorado shows a stark contrast. Hospital ICUs are full, with many mostly unvaccinated COVID-19 patients. But at Greeley's JBS meat plant, the local union says at least 70% of roughly 3,000 workers have been vaccinated for months. Adriana Escobar, a union director, says it seems to keep employees safe. She says pre-vaccination there were 215 positive cases and 6 deaths. Since vaccinations began in the spring, the union has documented a fraction of the cases and no deaths. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Voters in Colorado Springs will decide on a wildfire mitigation fund next month. The city wants to keep up to $20 million over the cap imposed by the state's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin explains.
The goal here is to set up a program for wildfire mitigation and prevention citywide, and it could also extend to areas outside of city limits that could have a direct impact on the city, like partnering with the National Forest Service, for example. The city would create an advisory committee to identify projects, and each year they could spend up to 5% of the balance of the fund.
KRCC's Andrea Chalfin. Colorado workers are among the more than 10,000 John Deere employees who walked off the job last week after contract talks failed between the farm equipment company and the United Auto Workers Union. This is CPR News.